Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Bailey, and we're sisters.
In-law, but that doesn't matter.
We're glad you've joined us to discuss faith, relationships, and life advice.
So grab a cup of coffee and start the day with us.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Morning by Morning podcast. We're so glad you joined us for another episode. Today we're going to talk about making the most of winter, just kind of like how we did the summer and fall ones, but especially trying to just focus on some happy things about winter since it's not the happiest season.
Right. And I've been hearing where we live, at least with the, what is that called? Farmer's Almanac, that they're saying that January is going, like, we could have potential really bad weather.
Oh, well, that's something to look forward to.
So I hope you don't live where we live.
Good. Well, you know what? It could always be better, and it could always be worse, is what I tell myself.
Right. And I mean, who knows? That's just what they're predicting. So
that's true.
We don't know. But anyway, so let's start off with our gratitude. What are you grateful for today, Bailey?
I am grateful that today at work, I got so much stuff done. Mm-hmm. We had like this little reward trip for the kids who had earned it. And I got to be one of the special teachers that stayed back with the kids who did not earn a trip, which sounds not fun. But honestly, I mean, they were there for a reason, so they had stuff to do. And so I sat there. I got so much stuff done today. I was just checking all this stuff off my list.
Good.
It felt so good. And I just feel like I'm going to not have as much to do over the weekend. I know this comes out on Monday, but we're about to have a weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful that I don't have to spend tons and tons of time on work. So I'm thankful for that.
Yes. Well, so for me, we are recording this quite a bit ahead of time. And we are part of this thing with our church, and I, like, since we're new there, you know, I didn't know who to contact, and I wasn't getting any information about the event that we're in, and so I, like, text just this random number that had kind of texted me, and I was like, can you please, like, show me to who the main person is, and they're like, well, first of all, did you get my email, and I was like, no, it had gone to my junk mail, and it was like super important information, and I had to change my plans for this weekend because I was going to be with my family, so that kind of bummed me out because the things, like, we have to show up for a rehearsal this weekend, but anyway, I'm grateful for, at least even though my plans changed and I don't get to see my family, that hopefully we'll get to meet a lot of new people at our church over the weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
and I bet rehearsal takes a while, so you'll have time to chat.
Yes, and there's going to be, like, I think over 100 people, so a lot of people are going to be there. So I'm excited about it, and yeah, hopefully we can meet new people. That's kind of what I'm thankful for. Does that count?
Yeah, that sounds really... Okay. Yeah, why not? I think so.
Okay.
So we just kind of were talking about things that we could try to enjoy about winter because, let's be honest, Christmas is over. If you don't celebrate Christmas, probably your holiday's over too.
Right.
Sorry. And that sounded very sassy. No, but the holiday season basically is over. And sometimes we're just talking about this, you can kind of feel just a little bit like, oh, now all that stuff I was looking forward to is over. What do I do now? So we just wanted to talk about some stuff that we enjoy or that we would like to try, to just kind of make the winter more cheerful, and hopefully you can take away some good ideas.
Yeah. And you know what? One thing that I was just thinking about that I didn't have on my list, because yeah, I always like look forward to, mark it all out when I get to see family and friends, stuff like that. And then when January rolls around, it's like, there's nothing to look forward to. I always love my Christmas decorations, and I hate taking them down. Like, I love taking them down, but then I always feel like my home's so empty and bare. Do you feel that way?
Yes. No, I like, okay. I am sad to take them down, but I'm also one of those people, like, I don't need it up for like weeks and weeks after the fact. Cause like, there's something that just feels like I don't take it down the day after Christmas,
right.
But there's something that just feels very like fresh and clean about just like putting it all up. Like, you clean your house and you just feel like everything's kind of like a fresh start, like the new year is.
Right.
And so I enjoy that feeling, but yes, I definitely understand the like empty, little less cozy looking. You know, it is a little bit sad.
Yeah, that's, I feel the same exact way. It's like, I love putting it away because it feels, like you said, new beginnings and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But then it feels like so sparse and empty. So what I started doing last year is I leave out things that are like more winter specific. And, mm-hmm. like, that would be, like, snowmen, not, like, trees, anything that's, yeah, really related to Christmas, I don't leave out. But, like, I have a snowman collection. I have a sign that says, let it snow. I bought a picture this year that has, like, a deer poking, like, peeking their head around, like, a winter scene. And so I leave all that up for, like, another week or two, because then I transition even more.
No, I love that, actually, because you know what? It could snow way, way after Christmas is over. So.
Right. It has snowed in February.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Okay. I like that idea. I'll have to keep that in mind because I don't know that I have a lot of that mm-hmm. right now, but I definitely would be interested in having some, like, just winter decor. That would be nice.
Yes. That's what it will. And, like, I have a sled hanging up, and I feel like that can still be up for, like, a few,
definitely.
A little bit longer. So that kind of helps me transition from the cozy feelings in my home. Even if you just have, like, cozy blankets or candles and stuff, that makes a huge difference too. I know we're not
really
talking
like that
about
idea.
That, but it kind of helps me, you know, then it feels like something different and new even again.
Yeah, that's true. I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep that in mind. Hopefully when all okay. the like decor goes on sale because they're like, it's over.
Yes.
I'm going to keep that in mind and see if there's anything that's like still useful. I like
get
that.
Like snowmen. Yeah. Things that are just related to winter, not Christmas.
Anything woodsy. I feel like you could still keep
totally.
Out. It's not all red and green, you know?
Right.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea that we kind of talked about was having a winter bucket list. And so, like Olivia said, we're recording this a little bit in advance, and
yes.
she and my brother, her husband, made us an advent calendar where we get to do these activities every day for Christmas, and it's so fun. And I was thinking, you know, you could do that with activities that aren't specific to Christmas, but you could say, you know, oh, as a family or as a couple or whoever you're with your friends, you could do activities that are winter related, and just, you know, make yourself a list of however many things you want to try before the season's over. And I think that would be a fun way to make sure you have fun little things to look forward to, even if it's not like a big gathering or celebration.
Yeah, I really, really like that. One of mine was starting a new hobby. And the reason why I thought about this is because I may be starting a new hobby.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you what it is. So, Micah, I don't know if you, or Micah, oh my gosh, Bailey.
Micah, if you're listening, Olivia's starting a new hobby. She's probably listening. You can talk to her too.
Right. Bailey, you've probably heard, have you heard about the pottery wheel?
Actually, no.
Okay. So, with what my husband and my father-in-law, what Bailey's father and sister do, they have a client that is just getting rid of a foot manual pottery wheel, like
Ooh.
Where you sit on it, like it's big, just giving it away. And I've always loved the concept of doing pottery.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if you're giving it away, sure as heck, I'm going to try this
Why
thing
not?
Out. Right.
That sounds fun.
So Elijah is actually bringing home the pottery wheel
oh
like
gosh.
Any second.
Oh my gosh. Where are you going to put it?
Bailey, where do we put anything in here? We shove stuff in our house.
Oh my gosh.
In our basement, I measured. We've got two, I always call them seahorses because I can't even remember what they're called. What are they called?
Sawhorses?
Sawhorses. Elijah has two sawhorses downstairs with a bunch of wood on it. And he asked me to measure it. And it will fit under there,
oh,
at least temporarily.
Nice.
So it's going to be somewhat concealed. I mean, whoever's listening, we have already two kayaks down there.
And it's not a huge basement also.
No. This is a small basement. And we've got a huge workbench. So might as well add a pottery wheel.
I cannot wait to hear the update of when you start this adventure. I really cannot wait to hear about your pottery adventure.
Yes, yes. So I will keep you updated. But there you have it. That's my hobby for the year.
Wow. That is impressive.
If you want to start it too, you can come in my basement.
Well, okay. No, I literally wrote down, well, and actually they will have already heard this, but one of my New Year's goals was like to just explore new hobbies or things that just like are fun and relaxing and stuff to do. So, yeah. You know, if pottery is not your thing, a few more indoor things in the winter. You could do puzzles. You could read books. You can do indoor workouts. I do those sometimes when I'm like, I feel stir crazy. I gotta move, but it's way too cold outside. Get on YouTube. You could learn a new language if you're feeling adventurous. Here's one actually that I stole this idea from my friend Marcy, who may or may not also be listening. Love you. She always made these photo books for each year. Like every year she'd put, you know, and I loved them. I was like, this is such a good idea. And I kept saying, you know, I want to do this. I just don't have the time, whatever. I finally, the last couple years, have been doing it because I'll start the book early on in the year and like periodically I'll just remember it. I'll open it up online. I'll add more photos of things that have happened in the past couple months. And then by the end of the year, you look through it and you're like, I cannot believe all of that stuff happened this year. Like I even pulled mine up whenever we were, you know, about to start because I was thinking about the highs of 2021. And I was like, I'm going to look at my photo book. And there was stuff I was like, I did not even realize that was in 2021. So you could make photo books, which are fun just for your future memories, but also as gifts and stuff like that. All good things to keep you entertained if you have to be indoors.
I really like that idea about the pictures, and I know you've done that, and I need to keep that in mind for this year because that's a great – it's a visual thing to see of your great year that you had.
Especially if you feel like you've had a rough one or something, because sometimes I'm like, did we really even do any – not this year. I did a lot this year, but like sometimes you can get to the end and you're like, what even happened? Or like feel like a certain amount of months were kind of like low points, and then you look back and you're like, oh, wait, I forgot about all of this good stuff too. So just a nice little mood boost.
One thing that I like to do at the beginning of the year is, which I think I also do this at the end of the year too, right before I get like Christmas gifts and stuff like that. But during the time of like December and January, I always like to start going through my stuff, and seeing what maybe I didn't use that whole year.
Yeah.
And just getting rid of things because again, it just kind of feels like a new beginning, a new start, like just getting rid of the clutter. And I don't, that could be like somebody's like worst nightmare to do that. But to me, I enjoy doing that. It makes me feel good and refreshed.
Yes. If decluttering all your stuff will ruin your winter, maybe save that for spring cleaning. But I'm with you. I think that always just feels very, just like you feel so accomplished if you go through all your stuff and you're like, look at this, all this room I have now and the stuff I'm going to donate. It just feels nice. Or even better, honestly, if you can sell it. That feels even more productive.
That is true. That is very true.
Another one I thought was you can just embrace the fact that during the winter there's all of these cozy drinks and treats, and you could take the time to bake, which is just a nice activity if you are going to be indoors for a while. Or you could use it as an excuse to go out with friends to like a coffee shop or a cafe or something and enjoy some treats and coffee or tea. I'm just all about excuses for coffee and treats, basically. So, and I feel like it just makes more sense in the winter. Like you don't crave that stuff as often in the summertime, but just embrace the coziness and get together with people, play some games, enjoy things that you can do inside that still make you feel like, you know, you did something that day instead of just watching TV. I feel like we've been watching a lot of TV. So I'm like, I need to think of activities that are a little more outside of the box.
I feel like it gets so dark so early.
Yes.
Like we go to bed, I feel like way earlier than we do in the summer because it's just like, what else is there?
Because the day's over. Like, yes.
Just go to bed because it's the worst getting out and trying to do stuff and you're tired and it's dark. But no, I love that. And one thing that I like to do is, this kind of goes with like your winter blues kind of thing, is get plenty of sunshine, vitamin D. Is that right?
Yes.
Vitamin
yes.
D. That is huge. And I'll just be honest, in the wintertime, I do struggle with winter blues. And mm-hmm. sometimes it does kind of get depressing and stuff. And trying to find ways to kind of get over that hump and know that eventually it's going to warm up and it's going to get out, you know, you're going to get out of that. But something to start helping you get through that is getting vitamin D.
Yeah.
And getting sunshine. Even just opening up your windows. Bailey, you have some ideas about getting outside.
Yeah, I was just going to say, even so, we're recording this in December, but even yesterday, I was like, okay, it is not unbearably cold outside. I have to go on a walk, even if it's so short. So yes. I came straight home from work. I told my husband, because he was going to have to go somewhere. I was like, I may or may not be back before you leave. And I was like, I have to go outside right now. So like, we barely like caught up for the day. I was like, I've got to move. I've been sitting. And so I just kind of put on a couple layers, went outside, went on a walk. And honestly, I didn't last that long before I was like, okay, my hands and my face are cold. I'm going back. But it felt so good to get outside, fresh air. There was a little bit of sun left, not much, but it was so nice. I just felt more alive after walking around outside. So do that if you at all can, even if you're out there for 10 minutes, who cares? I feel like it just helps you feel better in general and made me feel more awake, more motivated. I just felt like more myself, because ever since quarantine and all that stuff, literally the past 2 years, any chance I can, I've been going on really long walks outside. And I was like, yes, this is what I enjoy. This is what I'm used to. And it just felt like getting back to that a little bit.
Right. Well, and yeah, even just exercising, like you're talking about, that's going to boost your endorphins, which is going to yes. make you feel so much better, because in the winter, it does seem like you do a lot of like sitting activities because
definitely.
There's, yeah, it's hard to get out. But even like yesterday at my office, she's got big garage doors.
Mm-hmm.
And she like opened up to the garage door because it was nice out, and it just felt just feeling like some nice like fresh air that was not freezing.
Right.
Was honestly, that even just that gave me like a big energy boost, just to feel fresh air, and it didn't feel like, yeah, too cold. It just was a nice temperature. It really did change my mood mm-hmm. a lot.
Oh, this is not even good. Uh-huh. I just added, because we talked about in the fall how we liked the clothes more than in summer.
Yes.
I was going to say, just enjoy the winter fashion choices while you can. Being all,
yes.
you can do layers, being comfortable. But honestly, that might not cut it if you've got winter blues. But it's something to appreciate.
I don't know what I was about to say.
I totally agree.
That's just my personality. But if I dress better, then I feel better. I really
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you feel all cozy and you feel like you're in a cute winter outfit, that does make me feel so much better than if I was just in, like, leggings and a hoodie.
Stay in your pajamas.
All day.
Yeah.
Stay in my pajamas, like, having a grunge day. That does help me. It might not help other people, but, like, do your hair, do your makeup, mm-hmm. do whatever makes you feel like a, like, put together human being. If that's,
yes.
like, taking a bath or whatever.
I cannot count the number of baths I have taken since it has gotten cold, because that is what does it for me, is I'm just like, I don't care about anything. I just need to take a bath. Or if I just feel cold all day, I just sit there and think about when I can take a bath and I won't be cold. So that part, yes, I can resonate with that. Yeah, I think that whatever, maybe nothing we said sounds fun to you, but I think just like finding like what are the things you already like that already make you feel alive, feel happy, feel like your best self, and just figure out what of those things you can still do in the winter, even if you don't feel like it. Because I'm with Olivia. Once it starts getting dark, I just kind of don't feel like doing anything else. It could be literally 6 p.m. and I'm like, I don't really know if I want to go back out. It's like, it's not even
yes.
late, but there's something in us that's just, it's less motivating. But if there's something that you have a chance to do and, you know, you're deciding or you're not really feeling it, you're not going to regret it. So figure out what's going to make you feel better and just take advantage of that while we can, because before you know it, we'll all be outside enjoying the sunshine again, hopefully.
The so. Sun will come out tomorrow.
It will. One of the tomorrows, it will come out again.
Thanks for listening. We hope you had a good morning. Make sure to find something to be grateful for today.